Adam, the Caliph of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate. Beloved, I now explain to you who you are. I tell you your story. This appears to be the story of Adam, but it is your story in the world of the soul, in the world before creation. This is the story of who you were then, before you came into existence. Listen deeply and remember. Be inside me to take everything from me, because I speak to you from the essence of your soul. And in the essence of my soul, I speak with my Father in the light. To understand who it is that is speaking with you now, and who it is that really listens, and what is the deep meaning of these words in which pass between us, it will be necessary to go back and to look with a very deep gaze into the knowledge of your origin, which is buried within you. It will be necessary to be breathed into existence again by the divine sigh of compassion, to see yourself again, Adam as conceived in the eye of creation, to return. When Allah said to the angels, I want to make a caliph on earth, the angels said, Why? If you bring your light down into the density of the earth, they will kill each other and abandon your holy way. Allah said, I am the knowing and the wise. And he created Adam, the first caliph, the first vice-regent. He put his image in him, his light in him, the fragrance of all his attributes. And he taught him everything from the beginning to the end. He wrote everything in his heart, the hidden and the revealed. He gave him the presence and the truth. And by presence, I mean a body and personal existence. And by truth, I mean the deep secret of name of Allah and his qualities. As-sifat. He made him a mixture of the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And from the breath of Adam, the firstborn birds emanated. And from the earth of Adam, mountains and trees and animals. And from the water of Adam, all of the beings in the sea emanated. Understand with a deep eye what is meant here by emanation. Adam, in the image of Allah, contained all the created universe within himself. And by the divine order from the completeness of the firstborn, all of the creation issued forth. When the creation of Adam was complete, Adam commanded the angels to bow down and to prostrate before him. All of the angels obeyed the order except Iblis, who seemed to refuse. Allah asked him, Why do you not bow down? And Iblis said, Why should I bow down to Adam when fire is greater than clay? It would appear that Iblis refused the order of Allah, but in truth he realized the divine plan. Iblis is a complete presence. He is fire, and Allah put in his wisdom to put everything in its place. If fire and water were gathered together, one would destroy the other. In his wisdom, Allah put Iblis outside the door to the garden of his presence. Iblis is the guardian, the fire at the gate of the garden to which none but the purified may enter. When anyone comes to enter the garden, whatever within him is unclean or impolite will come against Iblis and be turned back. Whatever in a person cannot bear the fire and cannot pass through it will be prevented from entering the garden. Whatever in the person is of the light is greater than the fire of Iblis, and the golden essence will be purified by the fire and returned to the paradise of the presence of Allah. Meanwhile, the presence of Iblis cries out and sends his voice to every side, saying, I am the guide of the darkness. Allah, place me in this station. I know him well, and he knows me well. I love him, and I do not refuse any order from my beloved Allah. It is necessary that everyone is pure and polite before he can enter and live inside the garden of the knowing. He must pray the deep praying and wash himself of everything of this world, and then dress in clothes of light after everything within is transformed to be special for Allah. If anyone tries to enter with uncleanness and impoliteness and impurity, then I catch him by these qualities and I turn him back. I am very strong because he helps me to keep every person from entering who does not love him completely. For this reason you see that when he sent the order to the angels, I refused, but only on the outside, because I knew where he would put me after that, and this was the place where it was necessary for me to be. Inside I bear his image like you. And there is no other face in all the worlds, but outside I wear the cloak of darkness. This is his wisdom, and to him everything returns. Change everything to know me well. Conquer me, and I will surrender. I am the rock of darkness. I need the person who knows me to clean me. But he cannot clean me if he does not clean himself first. I live inside you, from every side, of body, heart, and soul. And when you change yourself, you change me. Do not listen to my voice. My voice is full of darkness. I contain no knowing from the outside. If you follow this voice, it guides you to the fire. If you refuse my order and do not follow me, you come to be free. Then help yourself, because you will find your way well. You will find your guide, the perfected one, and he lead you to the garden of the grace of Allah, and sits you with your beloveds on the holy rug in the garden of knowing. Then you can rest and know what Allah wants from you. Understand the outside and the inside of this teaching, and do not say why or what. This is my story in the world. I am nothing, and he is everything. In his wisdom, Allah made Iblis a guide for the darkness. He made the prophets from Adam to Muhammad, and the perfected ones, all inside al Kamil, as guides for the light. Everyone wants to listen to his guide. Then a battle ensues between the followers of the darkness and the followers of the light. And it is in his wisdom that all should not follow one guide. The guide of the light continues. My beloved, you are the picture of my Lord. Then look to me with the eye of my Lord within you if you really want to see me, if you want to know me well. I am not like any person you know. When you see through the eye of your heart, you will see the essence of the prophets. The eyes of the body see only the human being, and this is not the complete picture. If you want to see me, look in your mountain. If it stays in place, you can see me. Understand, beloved, that until you are really here, now, with all that you have, with yourself, with your heart, your soul, and everything, opening, listening, and not rejecting, you will not see me as I am or know me as I know you. Although you may not remember, you are from the first of my children. I gave birth to you in pre-eternity. Please be with me in everything and hold everything and give everything to see everything in the light of your holy origin, in the essence of that which you are. You are the key and you are the door. Why do you stay in the anteroom? Follow me, my beloved, as I pass through every doorway to the trust room of the innermost secret. Then you will see your Iblis lay down his life beneath your feet, and you will find me sitting in the deep knowing on the throne of your heart. I am the mirror of your master, and you are the mirror of him in me. There is no difference between you and me and him, if you want to understand what I mean. Give me your ear and take care not to hear any voice, only the voice of your beloved, because your beloved wants to make a holy marriage with you when he sends the word to your ear. This word is the first word, and from this word, everything. This word is truly the firstborn of all the creation. I'm speaking about the holy word, be. When you hear, you are born to be the holy child from this word. Do you know what I am speaking of as the holy child? This is the first light in the world of pre-eternity. All is all. Listen to my voice to know my story, which is also your story from the first. If you listen, if you follow, and if you see me, then you can help me and help you to come to be one, to make the holy marriage like before. Then you become the Moses of your time, and your brother becomes the Aaron of his time. In order for you to carry your brother, to live for him as he for you, it is necessary to listen to every word that I say. If you touch as I say, then you will arrive in the garden of knowing and live with your beloved all the time, sleeping and waking between his arms. This is the life. There is no life like this life. My holy beloved, listen to me, to the story of the first world. Know, my beloved, that I am a hidden treasure that longed to be known. So I have drawn forth all of the creation out of myself in order to know myself. But how can my creatures know me? I planted all my qualities in the ground of creation. When any creature comes to know on what ground he stands, he discovers all my attributes in the ground of his existence. In the mirror of my attributes, he comes to see himself. But how can he see himself in every quality? Every quality is a two-sided veil between the creature and his pure existence in me. Every quality has at least two veils, the apparent veil and the interior veil. At first you can see the quality manifesting with the eyes of your face. For example, you see the big bird feeding the little bird. This appearance is from the fragrance of the real quality of Allah, the Merciful, Ar-Rahim. When you look inside the quality, you find another veil, a veil of light in the world of the soul. The light of the particular quality of Allah veils the unlimited vastness of the reality of Allah, which is beyond all forms and names and attributes. But when you travel with the light of the attributes back through all the veils of its gross and subtle manifestations to the holy source which generated it, then without the cover of these veils, you see that you are the mercy. This is what I mean when I say that he put his qualities in you to see himself in the mirror of your existence. Therefore, it is necessary to clean the mirror to be clear. This means to return every quality from the beginning to the end to him. You cannot clean this quality without walking through it and removing the veils from it, because he put himself in you, deep inside. And to find him, you must strike through all of the attributes. This is like wearing 99 cloths, and every piece of clothing has two sides. If you want to touch the essence of the truth, it is necessary to cut through every dress. Allah is the bride, and you will not reach this holy bride unless you penetrate all the veils to find him. When you reach the truth of this bride, you return to your real mother, who is truth. You need to drink from her real milk until your presence dissolves in the ocean of the truth. What is every quality? It is important to know that every quality is a station from the beginning to the end, and you cannot walk through any of these stations if he does not love you and help you. This is not from your hand, but it is he who desires that the treasure be known when he puts you in this way to search about the truth. Know that he loves you and his love is moving you on. But how can you walk through every quality? If you want to walk through all the qualities, it will take a long time. But it is your fortune that Allah gives you your guide to take you through the qualities to the name. He puts you with your beloved face to face from the beginning, and he told you to remember the name. Because within the name are all the attributes. And when you remember the name, it is not necessary to remember every quality. The name is the ocean, and the qualities are the springs. Water for every spring comes from the ocean. If you want to drink, to travel from the gross world to the world of the essence of the soul, travel to the ocean. And by ocean, I mean the name of Allah. Live at once in the light of the essence beyond all form and walk through the particular quality that you wish to realize. For example, to see through the all-seeing, all-basir, and to hear through the all-hearing, all-sami, know who sees, who hears, who gives, who takes. Then you return all the qualities as you experience them, while remembering the name, to the presence behind the name, to the truth within the presence, and to the reality beyond all pictures of the truth. Beloved, I want to return to this world. The world is like a shadow to the truth. The shadow has no substance, no light, no soul of its own. It is a projection of that existence which it reflects. The reality is veiled by truth, truth by presence, and the presence by the attributes of Allah. The pure essence of the attributes manifests in angelic forms, in mankind, in animals, and in the world of nature. All of the creation is the face of Allah. But look through the face to know the deep breath which gives everything that lives the life, Al-Hay, of God. The truth, Al-Haq. The strength, Al-Kawi. And all the qualities of the Creator himself, through which he manifests the limitless transcendence of his being and form, for the sake of the revelation of his deep secret love. When Allah created Adam, he made him with this strength of his own to carry all that he has, and to put him in the garden for one thing, to show him the real wisdom. What is the wisdom? The pure Adam, the original Adam, lived only to remember. He had no body, only Allah. He had no beginning nor end, only light from Allah, no shadow of presence apart from Allah. After that, Allah in his wisdom wanted the creation of the worlds. If he had not put nafs in Adam, there would be no world, because Adam was turned only to him, and Allah had to turn him toward the creation of the world in order for mankind to be brought through him. So he put in Adam the self, and this self was in three parts. First, the desire to eat the fruit, and then to eliminate. Nafs ashawaninya. For this he had to leave the garden, because in the garden of the first world there was no eating or defecating or sleeping, no fruit and no separation of Adam from the light of Allah. Then the desire to sleep with the woman, nafs al-jinsiyah, and to make children, and, to fill the world with human beings. And the third part of the self of Adam was a desire to become the king of the creation, Nafs-ah-Shaytara. Then, as he had put the nafs in Adam to fulfill his plan, he made Iblis, also to continue his message. Iblis assumed his role just as Adam moved, as it was written for him, and each moving by his will. Adam and Iblis met in the garden to complete a circle. What of the fruit?